Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. And I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free. Give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I said, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So definitely give us a call. And we can help you out. It's a bit cold this morning, but it's January. What do you expect, right? We're in the cold part of the winter. It's my computer here. When I woke it up, it was I was looking at it and it was saying it was 1, and I was like, there's no way. I know I went outside briefly, and there was no way, and it warmed up a bit. It's about 16 degrees. Woo! Hot. But, yeah, we're into the winter time at this point. So it's definitely time. So we are enjoying ourselves indoors during this time frame, and enjoying ourselves with our plants indoors, enjoying the what we can do. So it's definitely worth staying inside today and trying to warm up a little bit and stay warm as the next few weeks kind of go on. We're not looking at a lot of warm days in our future here. Maybe 1 that might hit 40 degrees, but from there, it's going to be some cold temperatures. So we're in that time frame. So we will just do what we can to get through it. Right, that's kind of just what you do. You just keep on keeping on at this time of the year, and think about our indoor plants and what we can be doing to help them get through, you know, that winter time frame. This is the time where, you know, when the temperatures are so cold like this, these are the times to double check your windows and see, is anything kind of coming through the window? You know, some of that cold weather, that cold air coming through, is it hitting some of your plants? Is something, you know, affecting it? These are the times to double check your plants, look at them and say, all right, do they have insects? Do they have this? Do they have that? So definitely a good time to be checking on your plants. You know, we went over a list a couple weeks ago of things, you know, different insects that it could be. This is when we look for them, you know. When your plants could have, you know, something happen to them. You know, we kind of And we get into a cycle during the winter where our plants are there. We don't take care of them as much because we do not need to. We do not need to water them as much. We do not need to fertilize them. We don't really need to do a lot for them. So we kind of just let them go a bit. So, you know, we want to check on them as much as possible at this time, because these are some things that will keep our plants going week after week and into the spring. So, you know, things to be thinking about and doing for this winter. Now, what else can we be doing? You know, like I talked about or touched on briefly is checking the windows, right? One of the things that I can't remember if it was last week or the week before, there was a listener who called in and was saying, you know, parts of the leaves started to turn black. Well, there's a couple things to that, right? Some of it has to do with the plant drying out a little bit because it gets cold outside, so our heat works harder on the inside and pushes more towards the plant. The other thing is when it is so cold outside, we're noticing maybe a slight draft coming in a little bit more. Especially if plants are on a windowsill, a nice little, you know, by the sun, that can be happening. So these are the times where we'll notice a few things with this cold weather and saying, oh, all right, well, it's a little bit drafty here. Maybe I'll pull the plant back. Now, at the same time, it's going to help you out when it comes to the drafts, figuring out, all right, maybe I should, you know, tape up the window to try and keep some of the cold air out of the house and the warm air in the house. You know, that's, you know, we're looking at things like that at my house, right? My first year in the house, we're starting to notice drafts. I don't have the plants in the windows, but we're noticing those drafts. And so you might be noticing that too when it comes to your plants. And it's not just going to help your plants, it's going to help you because you'll figure out a way to keep some heat in your house. So those are little things that you kind of look at right now on the plants that are not just only going to benefit you, but you know, your wallet as well. So other things during the winter that we kind of look at, our plants don't need as much water. But at the real cold times, they do. So let's look at this, right? Because the idea behind watering in the winter is you don't have to water as much because our plants aren't trying to produce new growth as much. They're not doing all those things. They kind of go into that dormancy period. But there's two things to be looking at. If your plants are in an area where there's not a lot of draft, not a lot of heat, those things, you're probably fine. You don't have to worry about watering as often. But if we're in an area where heat is pumping because of this cold air, you're going to have to check your plants a little bit more often. If they're next to a heat source and our heat is working overtime, our plants might start to, you know, feel it, right? So those are things we got to be keeping an eye out for to say, all right, maybe I need to water a little bit more. This time of year, we don't look at fertilizing as much for our plants because they are in that dormancy period. They don't look like they're in dormancy period. They're like, you know, not doing anything because these, you know, the green leaves are still there. The leaves are still there, all those things. So you kind of just say, all right, well, I got to keep going. But the idea is that this time of year, a lot of our plants are just slowing down, not absorbing water and nutrients as quickly as other times. So we got to keep that in mind. So on the same time, we just watch for man-made issues. And the issue of having the heat on. That's part of it. So those are some things that I think about this time of year. I think about what we should be, you know, doing with our plants. Another thing that I want to get into maybe in a couple segments here, and we can go over it a little bit more in depth, is we put a newsletter out on January 7th. And the first article is titled Chores for the January Indoor Garden. And honestly, it has a lot of great information, so I kind of want to go over it with some time. Because right now, those are the insects that could be affecting your plants. What we should be looking for. So really, that is something that I want to get into because it is so important for your, you know, for your plants at this time of year. So I'm going to try and do that about the 6:30 segment here. We'll be talking about, you know, the different types of insects and what to do, how to identify them. So stay tuned for that. So that'll be in about 15 minutes or so. The rest of the show is up to you. You can give us a call here at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. Be back in a few.
Bayer Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that controls insects on trees and shrubs without spraying, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing, and creates a termite killing zone around your home. Ants and termites bring the product to the colony, transfer the product by social interaction, and they soon die. The built-in shaker makes it easy to apply. You just water and walk away. That's all.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And it's a cold morning, but that's kind of what we get for December. So we'll just have to enjoy the inside of the house today. Unless you want to get out there, go have at it. But a little bit too cold for me. We're thinking about our indoor plants and thinking about what we can be doing to take care of them at this time. What we should be looking for, you know, what else can we kind of do, right? To make sure our plants are successful. As always, you know, we're looking to do, to keep our plants filled with humidity. We're looking to make sure that, you know, they are taken care of, because as the temperatures get colder out there, it warms up more in the house. We start to see different things happening with our plants. We're starting to see our plants maybe get a little bit stressed out. So we look for different things on our plants. And, you know, I was touching base on a little bit of the chores to do. And we're still going to get into that. But, you know, these are the times where our plants group together, will work with each other. They'll feed off of each other's energy, if you will. It's not going to be physically feeding off of each other. But they will be trying to work together to get ready, you know, for that next season. What's going to happen? They will be creating that humidity around each other. They will be trying to succeed for you, right? So those are some things we're going to discuss of what you'd be looking for insects, different things that can be happening this time of year. In the meantime, if you want, take a head over to our website at paulparent.com. A couple things there I want you to take a look at. You can scroll all the way to the bottom, just about, where it says subscribe to our newsletter. Sign up there. You'll get some of these newsletters that we're going to discuss about what to look for. Then you can kind of save and pick and choose the ones you want to save, so you know this is what I should be doing in January, this is what I should be doing in February, etc., spring, all those things. And also, if you have some questions, you can email us at all the way down at the bottom. And then, I know a lot of you have partial time frames of when you listen, when you hear us. But you can listen to the whole show right at the top there. Listen live and listen to some old shows right at our website. And get, that type of thing. So you can listen to the 4 hours if you're looking for more information on certain things. Or if you want to look back. Because, I find certain things you look back and you say, oh, yeah, that's a good point. I want to keep that. Obviously, I'll say that. I made the comment. But you get what I'm saying. You're looking for those types of things. So those are a couple things to be looking at on our website so that you can get some more information in regards to a lot of different things. But I definitely recommend going and seeing our newsletter. Our newsletters have a lot of great information, some good feedback this week in regards to winter gardening. We can go over that and more as time goes on with the show today. But definitely some good information when it comes to your houseplants this time of year. We'll be looking at that. And then as time goes on during the season, it's more timely information. So we look forward to all those weekly. They come out on Fridays, our newsletter. So definitely look for that. In the meantime, if you have questions, you can call us. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, we're just getting started in the show, so we got plenty of time for you to call. Probably just getting up. Still dark out there, so we'll enjoy the morning as it comes. So give us a call. We'll be here to help you out with all your gardening questions. So we're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democratic Senator Kristen Sinema's office is responding to her censure by the Arizona Democratic Party as Saturday's censure vote came after Sinema voted in favor of keeping the Senate filibuster in place, which effectively killed passage of two major voting rights bills. Arizona spokeswoman Hannah Hurley saying in a statement, Sinema, quote, promised Arizonians she would be an independent voice for the state and not for either political party. The Prime Minister of New Zealand now canceling her wedding because of the Omicron outbreak. Jacinda Ardern was planning to marry her longtime partner Clark Gayford sometime during the Southern Hemisphere summer. The Prime Minister now says that her wedding has been called off as her country struggles with that outbreak. An Oklahoma lawmaker filing a bill that would make the Bible Oklahoma's official state book. And this is USA Radio News.
gun violence on an upswing in New York City again lately, and the new city mayor, Eric Adams, held a roundtable yesterday to address the problem, commemorating those who work in law enforcement for all of the crime they've stopped simply by being on the job in the city.
You looking at the shooting that happened, look at the ones that did not happen.
That's right.
Because you were there.
That's right.
You know, so we talk about how many runs a batter knocked in. We don't say how many runs are saved by the shortstop, you know. And so I know that, you know, you're stopping a whole lot of beefs and battles and retaliatory shootings. I'm aware of that. Don't listen to the noise. Let's stay focused and not get distracted.
A snake wrangler had to be called in to remove dozens of snakes from a home in Maryland where a man was found dead a few days ago. The count currently standing at 124 snakes removed, and they're still looking for more. This is USA Radio News.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And been talking about it this morning. Wanted to go over one of our newsletters from a couple weeks ago. And this was a January 7th newsletter that we put out. In the first article, I'm not going to lie, I think it's one of the more important newsletters that we do, that we put out. And all these newsletters, my father wrote all these, but this is so important because you can kind of look at this for all months when it comes to insects on your plants. We just tend to look at it a little bit more because they're indoors, right? We don't want these creepy crawly insects on us indoors, so we kind of look at it. You know, we listen to the news during the segment and I hear of a guy in Maryland with a couple hundred snakes in the house. He's no longer with us. I don't want those in the house. I don't think you want these insects in the house. So we kind of look at this and say, all right, what should we be doing? So I find this article is one of the most important because it gives us an idea of what to look for as well. So of all the newsletters we have, this is one to save and take a look at. So I'm going to go over it a little bit for those of you who don't have it or those of you who just want a little bit more information on it, right? So, we start looking for, as my father calls them, hitchhikers, right? These are such insects as aphids, whitefly, mealybug, scale, and spider mites. They start to multiply right now with the increase in the length of the day and the heat from the house now. So, you know, we talked about the heat. We're warming up on cold days. All these days in a row, our house is warming up. So insects start to come in a little bit more. So we start to look on the tips of the plants, as insects love new growth. So they feed on the new growth because the older growth is tougher for them. Okay? They'll be easy to spot on the new growth because what happens with a lot of the new growth is it twists and becomes misshapen. Okay? So aphids are the most common problem. And the thing about them is their color can be the same as the plant. So they are great at camouflaging themselves within the plant. You might also find them clustered together on the tip of the plant, especially flowering plants like hibiscus and gardenias. So take a look at the flower buds on some of those that are doing that. You'll see them all over it if you have them. Okay? So that's one thing to be looking at. Now, if we have plants on a table, which a lot of us might have them on a table, windowsill, a bench, any of those types of things, first thing you really start to do is feel that table or bench or whichever. Maybe it's the floor. And if you start to feel it being a little bit sticky, that right there, that substance is called honeydew. Okay? That can actually grow black sooty mold on your carpet, on your hardwood floors, on that bench, on that windowsill, those types of things. So if this is the case, take a look at the stems of the plants. You'll see little small bumps. You know, they're going to be, it almost looks like there are scales on the side of it. Like if you were to look at a, you know, I want to say dinosaur, right? But those little bumps are what's called scale. Those can be rubbed off the side of the plants with a soft, soapy, wet cloth. You know, Dawn detergent, that's fine. Just a dab of it, just a little bit. Clean them off. Now, another thing you might notice. A little bit of webbing on the tops of the plants. Just a little bit. You're not going to notice like a giant web, you know. We're not looking like Charlotte's web here. We're looking like just little webbing. Right? You see that, you have spider mites. Now, this one is one of the hardest to control. So you want to check all of your plants around it to make sure that no other plants have it. Now, what do you do? Now, if this plant has it, we're looking to quarantine those plants. Now, we all know what quarantine is now. It's been pushed down our minds. We know what it is. We all have done it. So you want to quarantine those plants so they're not around the rest of your plants because these can get to the other plants easily, right? So what do? You wash these plants with warm, soapy water and a soft cloth. This removes the webbing and it gets as many adults as possible from the plant. Now, what I'd like to see you use is one of those like microfiber type cloths with a little bit of soap and water on it. So that microfiber grabs a little bit easier, right? So that's going to clean it up. So that's spider mites. Again, we're using a lot of the soapy water. We can go through a couple other things that will happen, but these are the main uses of this, right? We're looking to use things that are easy and organic, really. When I say organic, it's more of just, it's not, we're not spraying chemicals into the air, right? Now, another insect, if you brush up against the plant, you know, just you touch the plant, check on it, and all these little flies, little white flies come out. from the underside of the foliage than white flies of the insects that are there. Those are ones that can fly from plant to plant, room to room, and just kind of decimate your collection. These are ones where if the day is nice outside, you can take it outside and kind of shake it off a little bit, maybe go into the garage, but I don't foresee that for a bit. We do have one day that's going to be 40 next week, but I'm not sure that's going to work for you. The idea is anything that comes off of it when you are on the outside will die because of the cold, and they'll not continue to lay the eggs on your other plants, right? Now, another insect that's out there is what's called mealybug. These are ones that if it looks like you see pieces of cotton on the leaves or stems of the plant. This is one that it's not as common as the others, but it thrives where plants are clustered together or when you miss plants often to increase humidity around plants. That's what I talk about all the time. I talk about creating humidity for your plants because it helps them. So these are ones that could be popping in there. So this one, you got to look under the leaves. You got to look on the top of the leaves. You got to look everywhere. This is another one where we wash off as many as possible with a soft, wet, and soapy cloth, using that microfiber cloth to help get rid of it. Now another one, and this is one you've probably heard me talk about more often than not, is an insect called fungus gnats. Kind of look like little small fruit flies. They're coming out of the soil, right? My father writes in this article, the only product that would control these insects used to be diazinon. Diazinon's been removed for years upon years. So this is something that we no longer have, which is a good thing. But there are products out there, like Bonide's 8 houseplant insect spray, which is synthetic. So that's one you could use on a lot of these insects we've talked about. Or the Bonide systemic houseplant. That systemic houseplant is the granules that goes into the soil, right? Mix into the soil, so it's something that we do preemptively. Something that when we're bringing our plants in the fall, we put this mixture into the soil to help get rid of any fungus gnats that are there or striving for later. Will help with some of the plants long term with insects. But it only lasts X amount of time, so this might be another time to be putting that back into the soil and mixing it up. So now, you heard me mention washing everything with soapy water, right? Let's do all that. What can we do to help protect it and get rid of everything else? Because you can only wash so much of it off. Now, this is when the Bonide All Seasons Oil comes into play. Now, it can be safely used on all your houseplants, even on herbs, if you have them inside right now. So this is something where there's no toxic fumes or anything, so if you spray, you don't have to open up the windows. It's up to you if you want to, but you get the idea here, is it's not something that's going to affect you. So the great thing about the All Seasons Oil is it will kill the adults, the young, and the eggs all at the same time. Okay? Most of the other houseplant sprays only kill the adults. Some will kill young, but this product kills all of it. All right? The eggs as well. So these are things that are awesome for it. The majority of insects are killed by suffocation. So the oils plug up all the insect pores and they cannot breathe. And there's no chemicals in this spray. So the other thing is, because the insects are suffocated, the insects cannot build up immunity to the product like other products. So an added bonus, if you will, the oil spray will actually shine up some of the foliage, making them look bright and clean. So here's how you use that all seasons oil. You spray to the underside of the foliage first and the stems of the plant. Okay. So an easy way to do this is, if it's a smaller plant, might be easiest. Turn the plant upside down so you can kind of get underneath everything. Spray the foliage and the crotches of the leaves and stems, and then spray on the top of the foliage and repeat in 7 to 10 days. Obviously, with herbs, rinse the foliage with warm water before eating, and the product just comes right off. The sun actually does destroy the oil in about 7 to 10 days, but the bugs are dead. So get this now, and so you can enjoy your plants long term. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This summer, don't let the ground-feeding insects create a problem in your garden. Use the new and all-natural bug and slug killer from Bonide. And say goodbye to cutworms, earwigs, slugs, and snails, along with 60 other common garden pests. Also new and all-natural from Bonide is Captain Jack. Which spin is that? Destroy all those caterpillars in your garden, along with tomato hornworms, borers, leaf miner. That's Captain Jack. It's all-natural.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Ferentz Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we were talking a bit about insects that might be on your plants at this point in time. What to do, how to really look at them. So definitely something to know when it comes to having indoor houseplants this time of year. So, you know, all seasons oil will get rid of these insects. Doing a little bit of pre-work, if you will, to these plants will also help, like I said, washing these plants with some soapy water. I like to use the, like a microfiber type cloth to allow a little bit more grip as well, right? To pull some of those insects off. But these are all common insects that might be on your houseplants this time of year. You know, so if you've heard me talking about creating humidity for a lot of these plants, which is something that is very important for your plants, you really might want to think about just taking a look. Even if you think you have nothing, but looking to see if you have that mealybug, those little cotton pieces, it almost looks like, on your stems of your plants. because those thrive in the humidity. So if we're creating this humidity, they might be coming to it. So, you know, we talked about multiple products to be using. Now, you want to use organic because you want to use it in the house. The all-season soil will take care of all those insects we mentioned. The white fly, the spider mite, the mealybug, some of the fungus gnats that are there that are flying, right? Aphids, those types. There's also some products we can do for systemic. That systemic houseplant comes in a granular form. The systemic houseplant granular, it'll usually say, I believe it says systemic houseplant 2% on it. So that is something that I recommend everyone having when it comes to your houseplants. Now, the product imidacloprid that's in it will, it's not going to kill the existing white flies or fungus gnats or aphids, the ones that are living. It will help prevent the future outbreak of it, right? So this lasts about 8 weeks. So if we did this when we brought our plants indoors, we are well overdue of wanting to put this back into the soil and mix it in. You mix it in and water in. Now, imidacloprid is a synthetic. So this is something that you're going to want to, you know, if you're using it, we're not going to be looking at using it on, like, herbs that you might have inside. Or, you know, if you're using it for, you know, citrus that you have in. Those are not things that we want to use it on. Be looking at more controls like the all seasons oil, the soaps, those types of things. But the systemic houseplant is great for the fungus gnats, especially if you do it when you're repotting. Where I work at Mahoney's Garden Center, when we repot anything, we always are putting the systemic houseplant into the soil to mix it to help protect for those plants for you. So it's definitely something to be looking at. Now, there's another product out there that does this. You can be looking at those mosquito bits from Summit, right? That's an organic way. It's a Bacillus thuringiensis. It's not the same one that we use for our caterpillars, but it is a product to use for this. So we can discuss that and more as time goes on with the show. But definitely with any questions, call us at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Take a break here. We'll be back in a few.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.